We are learning with Sechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Beis, Amma Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amid. Amma Mar, we just learned in a Tesefta and a Braisa, Rameyu was talking and he said, Chatzera shel Akum, Hareyu Kedir shel Behema. The Chatzar of Akum, the courtyard in front of the Akum, the non-Jew's house, Hareyu Kedir shel Behema. It's like a Kedir shel Behema. There's no Diris Akum. Diris Akum does not aster the Chatzar on other people. Right, the Gemara Akasha. And we learned that even though in the same Braisa it says, the Rameyah says, that if one Yisrael is there, does Aser. So we said what it means is, that's also take from the Goy to the courtyard, because the courtyard is also Al-Yidei Yisrael. But the Yisrael is allowed to carry from his house to the courtyard without any issues, because the Goy's house is not considered a house. Because that's what it said, Chaser Shal Akum, Arei Kadir Shal Behema, it's like Kadir Shal Behema does not Aser the courtyard at all. The house of the Goy is not Aser the courtyard at all. And the question is, V'nan T'nan, it says in our Mishnah, Adam Akum Echad, to raise the Oysa love. It says in our Mishnah, not like that. It says, Rameyah says in our Mishnah, if one Yisrael lives with one non-Jew in the same courtyard, he cannot carry out to the courtyard because of the Akum. So it's a stira. On one hand, you say the Akum is like a Kadir Shal Behema. On the other hand, you say that it does Aser. And we know it's the Drabon de Geissa, but what's going on? It says Dir Shal Behema, it's Mashma, that it's Mutter, and then it says here it's Aser, it's a Stira. It says like Kasha. Had the Isa, had the Lesa. If the guy is home for Shabbos, then Aser the courtyard, and Israel can't take after the courtyard without doing a Schiris. Had the Lesa, if the Akum, the non-Jew, is not home for Shabbos, then he does not need a Schiris. So what is the problem with that? Maikasava, what do you hold? Ikasava, Dira, Beloy, Bailim, Shma, Dira. If you hold that a dira and the owner is not home is called a dira, then I feel akam nami nitzri by akam also should be aser. Vika sava dira b'loy b'al mashma dira. And if you hold that a dira without the owner being home it's not called a dira, I feel yisrael nami nitzri. Then by yisrael should nasa. We know it's not true. We know that a yisrael is not home. His house still asers the courtyard. So make up your mind. What do you hold? If you're home, it's called a dira or not a dira. If you're not home. If you're not home, is it called a dira or not? If it's called a dira, you're not home, so the guy should answer. If it's not called a dira when he's not home, so Yisrael should not answer either. So the one says, Loilam kasava dira blei bailam loishma dira. Be'etzem, we hold that if the owner is not home, it does not answer the courtyard, it's not called a dira. So why is Yisrael aser? Why is Yisrael's house, a Jew's house, even though he's not home for Shabbos, you need a he has to be part of the Erev. What's the pshat? Yisrael, the Chi Isa, when he's here, Aser, it's Me'ikah Adin Aser. Ki Lesa, when he's not here, Gozer Bei Rabbanon. The Rabbanon Exera Otu, when he is home. Akum, but a non-Jew, the Chi Isa, even when he's home, the only reason why it's Aser, not Me'ikah Adin, the only reason it's Aser is Exera, Shema Yiyam Adamasav. Really, even when the guy is home, his Dira is not called a Dira. And why is it Aser? Only because he made Exera. We didn't want a Yisrael to live with a guy, so he made it that he Aser's on the courtyard. So even when he's home, it's only Exera. So ki isa also, when he's home, we ask it. Ki lesa le also, we're not going to make a gzeira when he's not home. Because the whole isa is a gzeira. So it's like a gzeira le gzeira. And when he's not home, there's no shasham yom masav. So therefore, it's a gzeira le gzeira, and we're not going to ask it when he's not home. So a guy has a kula, even though a guy's house asks the courtyard, but if he's not home, we do not make a gzeira. Freit the Gemara, is that true? Vichi lesa le also, is that true that if he's not home, he doesn't ask it? Va'atnaim, we learned in the Mishnah. We actually had this before, but it's a mission later on. Hamaniach is based, if someone leaves his house, he goes away for Shabbos, Echad Nochri, Sai a non-Jew, Echad Yisrael, Sai a Jew, Oyser. It answers. The Rameyah. So Rameyah says clearly, even if the guy is not home, it answers. So how can you tell me now that when the guy is not home, it doesn't answer? We have a first Mishnah that says Rameyah answers even if the guy is not home. It says Sai Yisrael, Sai a Nochri, answers. So my answer is, there is a specific case. Hasan the Osi B'Yayma. There, he's close by, and since he drives on Shabbos, and he goes on Shabbos out of his tchum, he'd come back on Shabbos. Since he could come back on Shabbos, we made a gzeira that you shouldn't be able to carry in the courtyard without making a schiris from the goy, because he might come, you're not going to realize he came back home. And the case that was saying it's mutter, if he's far away, he's not going to be home. He's in a different country, he's not going to be home for Shabbos, then you don't have to make a schiris if he's not home. But if he's within the distance that he can get back, then the halach is, it will be also because Xeri might come back. So, now we have a chlekes on Mishnah, Rameyer and Rilozim Yaakov. How many Yisraelim do you need? One Yisrael or two Yisraelim in order to make it Aser? To make the Aser on the Yisrael, how many Yisraelim have to live here in order to ask it? So we have here two days in the Gemara. We have the Shita of Rav Meir and Lezim Yaakov. Who do we pass like? So zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kuralezim Yaakov. We paskin Kuralezim Yaakov, which means that's how we paskin. We paskin with Rav Malacha Kuralezim Yaakov. Rav Huna Amar Minik Kuralezim Yaakov, which means that you don't dash like that. But if someone asks you a shayla, that's what you tell him. You tell him that Halacha is a Kuralezim Yaakov. That Dafka Asers by to Yisraelim. Goy Dafka to Yisraelim. And the third Mandi Amar says Rav Yechonam Nogo Am Kuralezim Yaakov, which means that if someone asks you a question, you don't pass like that. But if he does it, you're not Meicha. So that's the three shittas in the Blessed Yaakov. If you paskin my mom's like that, it's only a minute like that. And in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin hadarim akum b'chotzei in oisalov at yushnei Yisraelim darim shnei baitim. Only if there's two Yisraelim oisim zelze, then oz akum oisaleim ve'ina moyel shivata akum reshusai el tzorach sheaskiru menu. That's how the Mechaba paskins. The Mechaba paskins the Blessed Yaakov. The only time a goy will aser on a Yisrael if there's two Yisraelim. Zok Gemara Vayta, only by the Reisiv. Kaim alone, we know Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Kavanok. We know Eliezer and Yaakov doesn't have that many shitas in Shas in Mishnayis, but when he says something, it is clear. It's very klar, and we pass like that. That's number one. And number two, we have Amrav Yehuda Mishmuel Lach Eliezer and Yaakov. We also have Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says the pass like Eliezer and Yaakov. So what he's setting up Rav Yosef is saying like this. This is something that's very posh they pass on Elazar Yaakov. For two reasons why it's posh. First of all, we always pass on Elazar Yaakov because his stuff are Kavanaki. And number two is because we have a first Rav Yehuda Shmuel to pass on Elazar Yaakov. So the question is, the halacha is, you're not allowed to be Meira halacha of Rabbi. You're not allowed to paskin in front of your Rebbe. And that's going to be the discussion in the next Blat Gemara about passing in front of Rebbe. If your Rebbe's in the town, you're not allowed to passing in front of him. So what about this type of shayla, which is so simple? Are you allowed to passing? Maula Rui Makim Rabbi. Are you allowed to passing this shayla? If someone asks you, do we passing like Lezim Yaakov? Are you allowed to say, yeah, we passing like Lezim Yaakov? Is that possible to passing even in front of your Rebbe? Now Taisus speaks out that this whole shayla of a halacha for Rabbi, Eimeri, Zok Taisus, Taisus V'maschal Mahu, he says, Kol Hani Ayroi is going to bomb Maisel Fonov. There was a story, and Moira Lassis came, and you're passing like that. Avim Shailam Talmud, they asked the Talmud, Halacha Kiremi, who's halacha like? Yoch Loima, Kol Mash V'daitai, Ovach Yerla Maisel Ba. Passing in front of your Rebbe means to pass in halacha l'maisa in a story that happened in front of you. But to speak and learning and say who the halacha is like, that's not called Meir halacha v'rabbi. That's what Taisus tells us. But upon the question was, this halacha is so simple. You let a pass this in front of Rebbe. So he answers, Amalei, I feel a bias of a kutcha, bo mene Rav Chista. They asked Rav Chista a question in his town of his Rebbe. And the question was, could I eat egg with milk? Now, that's partially like egg with milk. Egg is not meat. Why should we all do milk? So they asked this question from Rav Chista. All the years that Rav Huna was alive, he did not pass in the Shaila. Why? Because Rav Huna was his Rebbe. He did not pass in front of his Rebbe, even a Shaila as easy as Be'ek Bekutcha. So of course, the Shaila over here, you wouldn't be able to pass in like. So Rashi learns a Shaila Be'ek Bekutcha means a regular egg with milk. And Taisa says, that's like not even a Shaila. There's no Amoritz in the world who thinks they now eat an egg with milk. It's posh, it's not meat. So Taisa says a little different shot. He says that if you shecht a chicken and you find inside it an egg, that might have a din of part of the animal, and that might be a shayla basa, and that's the shayla. Could you ask that shayla? Which is also a simple shayla, but that not everyone knows. Could you ask that shayla and in front of to someone to be meir halacha lefnei rabbi if it's rabbi in the same town? L'maaser chista did not pass like that. Omer Yaakov, he didn't want to pass in front of his rebbe even something as simple as be'ei bekutcha. Omer Yaakov abla abaya going mil gilos tainus the ksivo menacha. In those days, Torah Shavuot was not written, but there was something called Megillah's Tainus, which said in this Megillah all the different halachas when you're allowed to say a spadim, when you're allowed to fast, when you're not allowed to fast, like halachas that on Purim, on Chanukah, day before Purim, day before Chanukah, all these halachas that we like call when we say tachlum, not say tachlum, no part of Megillah's Tainus, these type of ideas. When you say a spadim, no a spadim. So he says that type of shaila, which you could read out of a Megillah, Ma'ala Rui Basar Rebbe, could you pass that in the town of a Rebbe? On Malay, it's the same type of idea. Even as Shaila, as simple as Be'ya B'Kutcha, they asked Rav Chista all the years of Rav Huna, which was Rav Chista's Rebbe, and he didn't paskin. So you see, even something so simple that's written, you cannot paskin in front of your Rebbe. Rav Chista Oiri B'Kafri B'Shneid Rav Yehuda. Rav Chista used to make psakim in the city called Kafri, in the years of Rav Huna. What's the reason? Even though Rav Chista is a Talmud of Rav Huna, we just said Rav Chista didn't even pass on a Be'ah but Kutcha in front of Rav Huna. But Kafri was not Rav Huna's city. Rav Huna said, Rashi says it was Pumpadisa. Some say it was Surah, but Rashi says it was Pumpadisa. And that was Rav Huna's city. And Rav Chista was in a different city called Kafri. So there he paskin like him because it wasn't from his Rebbe. And the same type of idea in Tapa Samach Gimel with Aleph. Rav Amnuna, Oiri Becharos of the Argus, in the city of Becharos of the Argus, he paskin the Mishnah of Rav Chista. In the years of Rav Chista, even Rav Chista was his Rebbe. And what's the reason? Because Rav Chista was in a different city. Rav Chista was not in this city. And therefore, you're allowed to paskin. And if you're a different city, you could paskin in front of your Rebbe as long as your Rebbe is not in that city.